Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Rabbi Moriah, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chamechel, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We're in Shmuel Bet. We're in Perek Chaf Beis. We are quickly coming to the end of Sefer Shmuel Bet. We have two more prakim after today, and on Shabbos already we will be learning Malachim Aleph. And so, Vaydaber David LaHashem es divrei Hashira Zos biyom Yitzil Hashem osomi kaf kol evav mikaf Shaul. We're going to see that the timing over here is a very exciting aspect, and it is a discussion among the Mefarshim as to when was this Shira written. However, Rashi and the Radak point out that this was at the end of his life, when all of his troubles had been put out, and that he had been saved from all of them. And it's Kol Oivav and Kav Shol. Why is Shol not included in the Oivim? So the bottom line is that Rashi suggests that he was his enemy to a greater degree than everybody else, and so therefore he caused more trouble than everybody else. Now Rashi says that the mention of Shaul is because he was David's major enemy. The Abar Ben El says that Shaul gets listed because David HaMelech didn't see him as an enemy, just somebody who was supposed to be pitied. According to the Gemara in Moed Katan, Hashem punished David for calling the Shira Mikaf Koliva Mikaf Shaul. Hashem said, "You're writing a song over Shaul's downfall. If you were Shaul and he were David, I would have destroyed many Davids." In other words, you don't realize this great person over here, and so therefore we're going to see that this was a very serious matter. So what happened? Vayomar, David HaMelech said, Hashem sali mitzudasi mufalti li, Hashem is my rock under which I take cover, He is a rescuer to me. Elokei tzuriach sebo, Hashem is my rock under which I take cover. Magini v'keren yeshi, misgabi umenusi, moshi mechamas toshieni. The bottom line is, Hashem is my rock under whom I take cover, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my support, and my refuge. He's my Savior who saves me from violence. He's Moshe when I was running around trying to get out of a battle, and he was one who saved me, right, when I had to deal with Yishbi Benov. And that was, he was Mefalteni. And I would cover myself waiting for his help. And that's the way it went. And all in all, we use different expressions of praise. And according to the Midrashim over here, we're talking about the 10 enemies: Shaul, Doeg, Achitofel, Sheva ben Bichri, Shimi ben Gera, Shovach, and the four sons of Rapha. And so David says, "Mulala kra Hashem, umei vayivashaya." With praise, I call out to Hashem. For my enemies, I shall be saved, just as it says. I already called praise for him. I'm confident that I'll be saved, right? Kiafafuni mishbrei mavus, when the pains of death have encompassed me, nachle b'liyal yevasuni, that the streams of scoundrels would affront me. In other words, I like a woman on a traveling chair, right? Mishbrei mavus, I was able to go ahead and handle the armies that overflowed like a stream. Chavli shaol sabuni, I had bands of those of Gehenim. They were surrounding me, right? And they confronted me. Kidmuni mokshe mavus, the snares of death confronted me. Batzarliya kral Hashem ve'al alokaya krav. When I was in distress, I called to Hashem, and I called out to my God. Vayishma mechalo koli b'shabosi be'aznav. He heard my voice from his place, and my cries entered his ears. Right, and that's the way it went. He went from Shemayim, and he heard, and by Yisgoash, Vatiras Haaretz, the earth shook, not to the miracles that were done for David HaMelech. It's just the way things that happened over all of Am Yisrael. You know, we talk a lot about those earthquakes. You have to understand that's a process. Moslos Hashemayim Yirgazu Vayisgoashu Kicharalo. The foundations of Shemayim trembled, and they were shaken when Hashem got angry. Allah Hashan be'apo ve'ish mipiv tochel. Smoke went up in his nostrils, and fire came out of his mouth. Gechalim baru mimenu, coals came forth from him. Right? Vayit mishamayim, vayit shamayim vayirad, and he bent the heavens and he came down. Va'arafel tachas raglav, and thick darkness was under his feet. Vayirkav al kruv vayov, he rode upon a kruv and he flew. Vayira al kanfei ruach, and he was seen on the wings of the wind. Vayashas choshech sivivosav, and he fixed darkness about him, sukos, like booths. Chashashmayim aveishchakim, thick clouds of skies. In other words, Hashem made an intervention on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, and that's what we said, that the Anan and the darkness separated Bein Bnei Yisrael, Bein Machane Mitzrayim. Minoga negdo baruch achal yeshrim, the brightness from before him, get flame coals of fire. In other words, where did this darkness come from? There were thick clouds that would come and put water onto the earth, and that's where it came. That's where it came from. You know, Rosham Shem Foher says when Hashem brings about even dark and dismal events, Yabayoshes Choshech, rather than taking them for what they are, administration Hashem's justice, a man only sees them in uncontrolled. We say it's chaos. We go sub sukos, and we have a responsibility to realize that it's actually organized from the other side. Hashem knows what He's doing. Minoga negdo baru gachaleish yareim in shamayim Hashem velyon yitain kolo. Hashem thundered from shamayim, and he gave forth his voice. Vayishlach chitzim vayifitzim. He sent forward arrows and he scattered them. In other words, the Rishonim were forced to scatter to the corners of the earth in order to get away from Hashem. Barak vayahomam vayahomam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lightning. Or crazy lightning strikes, right? And he made them uncomfortable. He got them all freaked out, and that's what happened. The world that didn't want to recognize Hashem, they have these incredible events, these shock and awe events that wake us up. And the depths of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. Because of the anger of Hashem and the blast of the breath of His nostrils, even the most fixed rules of nature are broken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we talk about when we talk about the splitting of the Yam Suf. And Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch says that the sea, being the mother of all the springs and the streams, it represents the fundamental condition of life, where everything goes back to the Yam. Kol HaNarim Ochim El Hayam, we say in Koheles. And so David HaMelech sleeps to show Hashem as the one who uncovers the depths of the seas. He's showing that he can disrupt the normal flow of human activities. Yishlachmi marom yikacheni yamsheni mayim rabim. He delivered me from my mighty enemy, from those that hated me. They were he drew me out of the many waters. Yatzilein mi'ovi oz misonai kiamtu mimeni yikadmuni biyom edi. They confronted me on the day of my calamity. Vayi Hashem mishanli. But they were ready to go ahead and entrap me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. So I would say lemerchav usei yichal teini ki chafetz bi. He brought me forth into a wide place. He delivered me because He took delight in me. Yigmaleni Hashem kitzikasi kavor yadai yoshivli. So Hashem rewarded me according to my tzidkus and according to the neki kapayim, according to the cleanliness of my hands. Yoshivli, He went ahead and He took care of me. Kishamarti darchei Hashem, lo rashati me'elokai. I followed Hashem, and I didn't do any act of rishus. Kichomish batav le'negdi v'chukosav lo asur mimena. All His actions were in front of me, and His statutes I didn't leave. Va'i tamim lo v'eshtom v'eshtamra me'avoni. And what happened? So I was very straight with Hashem, and I kept myself away from averos. In other words, I tried to not do any averus that came into my mind, and I didn't want to do a sin like the averus of Bathsheba. Vayashav Hashem li kitzikasi kivori lineged einav, and so Hashem returned me to my righteousness according to my cleanliness in front of His eyes. Im chasitas chasadim gibor tamim titamam. With a kind person, you show yourself kind. With a tzaddik, with a strong person, you are straight, you're pure. Im navarti tavar b'mikeshti tapal. With a pure person, you show purity, but with a perverse one, you deal crookedly. Ves amani toshia b'inechal ramim tashbil. You certainly will go ahead and deal with humble people, but your eyes on the Bali Gaiva to knock them down. Ki atani ri Hashem, Hashem, you are my candle. Hashem yagia chashki, and Hashem, you lit my darkness. Ki v'chal arutz gedud ve'elokai adalik shur. And the fact is that I will make you, by you I run as a troop, and I'll scale a wall. Hakel tamim darko, your way is all straight. Imas Hashem tzurufa magenu l'chol achosim bo. Your words are very straight. You're a rock for anyone who relies on you. Ki mikel mi baladei Hashem u'mitzua mi baladei Elokeinu. Who is like Hashem, and who is a rock save Hashem. So Hakel ma'uzi chayel. Hashem is he who fortified me with strength. Vayata tamim darko. And what did he do? He loosened perfectly my path. Mishabera glaikal kayalos v'alba mosai yamideni. He made my feet like ayalot, like hinds, and he set me upon high places. Right. In other words, even when I have to run away, he makes my feet like deer feet, so no one would be able to go ahead and overtake me. Right. He gives me swiftness. Melamed yadai lamelchama. He trains my hands to be ready for war. Minichas keshes nechushas roosai, so that my arms bend like a brass bow. In other words, David HaMelech had bows hanging in his palace, and foreign kings would come to see them and say to each other, do you think he can actually bend them? They're just there to frighten us, and David would overhear and he would overtake him and crush him. Right? And so that's the way it went. Batitein li magen yishecha ba'noscha tarbeni. And so Hashem gave me the shield of his salvation. Right? In other words, Hashem is always there to save us. He serves as a shield. Right? And anosecha, and your modesty was increased for me. In other words, your trait of modesty was increased for me. Because you're modest, you gave the credit for the victory to me, says the Malbim. Well, actually, you're the one who did it. And so that's how you made it. V'atarchiv tzadi tachteini v'lo madu karsulai. You enlarged my steps underneath me, and my ankles didn't slip. And Hashem made sure that my footing never broke apart. Even if I have the greatest strength, if I slip, that ruins things. Right? I ran after my enemies and I destroyed them, and I won't turn back until they get knocked out. And then I consumed them and I crushed them so that they can't rise, and they fell under my feet. And you set me up with strength for the battle, and you subdued those that rose up against me. And as far as my enemies are concerned, you have given me the back of their necks. The enemies, those that hate me, you had them cut off. Yishuvein Moshia El Hashem Elo Anam. They looked around and there was no one to save them, even Hashem, right? And Hashem didn't answer them. Ve'eshcha kem kafar aretz, and I ground them up like the dust of the earth. Ketit chutzos adikem erkaim, like Magna streets, I jumped on them. I didn't stamp them down. Batefalteini mirive ami, and you allowed me to escape from the contenders among my people. Yishmarini the rosh gayim am lo yadati yavduni. You kept me as the head of a nation, and people I didn't know will go serve me. The strangers lie to me. As soon as their ears hear, they disobeyed me. The strangers wilted, and they became lame. And so, Chai Hashem Ubarach Tzuri. Hashem lives, and blessed be my rock. V'yarum Elokei Tzuri Yishi. And Hashem, who is my rock of salvation, should be raised up. Right? Hashem takes vengeance to me and brings the people down under me. And those that bring me forth from my enemies, and those that rise up against me, you lifted me. You saved me from the violent people. That's how I'll give thanks to you, and I'll sing praises to you. You give great salvation to your king, and you perform chesed to his anointed, for David and forevermore. That's the way it should be to David and his children, just as Hashem did to me. That's the way you should do for evermore among my children as well. And with that, we close out the Shiras David HaMelech, and we will continue when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.